Hello and welcome to All Indie Radio. I'm DJ Frederick.
We'll be listening to indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music, both current releases and revisiting music that you may not have heard before. All Indie Radio is about the joy of discovering DIY music, small record labels, and bands that need to be heard. I'll be sharing the hosting of All Indie Radio on alternating weeks with my son Steve, so please tune in every week here on The Global Voice. We'll be bringing you a wide variety of independent music.
Flash boys are still there, babe. Now
Tree with a tune called Nothing on My Mind, and before that, the Westfield Mind Disaster and Helium and Kerouac. Here on All Indie Radio on the Global Voice.
Here's a program from our archives. If you should come across a group of brightly garbed people dancing and leaping about to this music as they clack long wooden sticks together, or you've come upon a Morris dance, then this is a very good time of year to witness it. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Morris dancing is an English folk form, hundreds of years old. Shakespeare referred to it in several of his plays. And for about the past 25 years, there's been a revival of Morris dancing on both sides of the Atlantic. Laura Chesson plays fiddle in a Morris group in Virginia. She says the sounds of Morris music may be a bit misleading.
The music has a real kind of proper formal quality to it. It's really very much English dance music, and it's been fitted into something which is more robust and athletic. Traditionally, there are six dancers, and that's called the side. And it's set up in three pairs of two, and you face up towards the musicians. And the musicians are usually fiddlers, or a melodeon, which is a kind of a squeeze box or a concertina. And sometimes there are drums.
Morris dancing is traditionally part of a springtime ritual, a celebration of fertility that's often performed in May Day fairs and festivals. In one style of Morris, the dancers wear wooden clogs, and in the most popular form, the dancers wave handkerchiefs, wear bells around their legs, and have wooden sticks that they sometimes pound onto the ground, symbolically tamping seeds into the soil.
Morris dancing is a fertility reenactment of the planting ritual, and the significance of the sticks are to awaken the earth.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Now that I've reached the climax of my career, I can officially retire and go over all these tapes I managed to cull from the pile. This one has me swearing like Buddy Hackett at a Dean Martin roast. Old Hoover and I, what a fruitcake. Been there, heard that. Well, what the hell is...
Now that's some pretty butterfly soup from the dead, man. Some groovy...
Oh, I absolutely deplore these radical, long-haired hippie extremists. I tried to placate them. I got us out of Vietnam, didn't I? These drugged-out DJs with nothing better to do than make fun of me. I made it perfectly clear. I put my goddamn shoulders out of whack when I gave them their own victory peace sign gestures, right up until they helicoptered me into oblivion here in San Clemente. Although they do make a mean clam chowder at the Crab Crotch. Oh, Pat, how could you have left me? Pat, give me a pat on the back.
So your chick is split, man. That's okay. You're hip because you're listening to Chip. It's the Liquid Frequency Test, man. With your host, Chip Colquhoun. The place is the Global Voice, and the time is every Saturday, 15 hours universal fire out.
You are listening to the Global
I'm
Love spirals downward in a tune called Alicia from their Flux CD. I think that was released around 1998 or so. Beautiful music, absolutely gorgeous. Before that, a brand new cassette by 17 Years and a tune called Healthy, and that was released on Chord Organ Records. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio here on the Global Voice. We're exploring the currents outside of the mainstream. All Indie Radio, it's DIY listening.
She wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie sings, Stephanie sings, well, that's only fun. What country shall I say is calling from across the world? But she is not afraid to die. The people are called the Royal Alaska. Between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. Stephanie says, Stephanie says, that she wants to know. Why is it though she's the door, she can't be the room? Stephanie says, Stephanie says, that doesn't hang up the phone. What seashell she is calling from across the world. She's not afraid to die. The people all call her Alaska. Between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. She asks you, is it good or bad? It's such a messy feeling, yeah. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska. Oh,
from a privately released cassette from about 1988. That was Tom Burris with Dry Your Eyes. And before that, Tom Burris with Walking from the Boxes cassette. Before that, Orange Cake Mix with a cover of the Velvet Underground's Stephanie Says. Well, this is DJ Frederick. It's time for us to cruise on out of here. Next week, Steve will be on board, so please stay tuned. That'll be Thursday at 22:30 UTC here on The Global Voice. And until then, stay independent, follow your path, and follow your dreams.
That it's time, now that the hour hand is landed at the end, now that it's real, now that the dreams have given all they had to lend, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and maybe try another time, and do I really have a hand in my forgetting. Now that I've tried, now that I've finally found that this is not the way, now that I turn, now that I feel it's time to spend the night away, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and maybe finally spit the rhyme? And do I really understand the undernetting? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs carefully. Now that it's now, now that the candle's falling smaller in my mind, now that it's here, now that I'm almost not so very far behind, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and maybe fall another sigh? Do I really have a song that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around, now that I'm near, now that I'm falling to the sunlight center sound, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I smile, now that I'm laughing even deeper inside, now that I see, now that I finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know. Do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I'll be leaving in the fairest of the season.